by John Fletcher. Harold Nicholson was played by Charles Edwards. Joseph Ball by Kim Wall. Neville Chamberlain, John Rowe. And Guy Burgess, Carl Prekop. Rex Leeper was Richard Delane. Vernon Bartlett, Adam Billington. The Reverend Cresswell Webb, Gerard McDermott. Metford Bowne, James Lely. And the Queen was Adjoa Ando. Other parts were played by Christopher Webster and Ricky Lawton. The director was Mark Beebe.
Drama on Three next week is by Alice Nutter. It's a family saga covering four decades of protest and counterculture in Leeds. My Generation is next Sunday evening here on BBC Radio 3 at 8:30. Back to this Sunday, it's a little after 10 o'clock. Time now for a special edition of World Roots, presented by Lucy Duran at a full BBC Radio Theatre on Friday evening.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to World Roots, recorded live this weekend at the BBC Radio Theatre in London. I'm Lucy Duran. We just heard Tawazon Part 1, Balance, a work from his new album and performed specially for us by Khayyam Alami on oud. On tonight's programme, we'll be announcing the 2012 World Roots Academy. I'll be revealing which country and tradition we'll be focusing on, who will be the young protégé, and who will be their mentor. All I can reveal now is that both musicians are here and both will be performing. This is the third year of the World Roots Academy, which aims to support and inspire emerging UK-based world music artists by bringing them together with an internationally renowned artist belonging to the same tradition. In the first 2 years of the scheme, we focused on Iraq and South India. And tonight, as well as announcing this year's programme, we're going to spend a little time looking back and celebrating the two remarkable young musicians who so far come through the Academy. We just heard Khayyam Alami, the Syrian-born Londoner of Iraqi descent. He was our protégé in 2010. More from Khayyam in just a moment. Last year, 2011, saw the turn of a Sri Lankan veena player. So here, once again, on the World Roots stage, a very warm welcome home to Hari Sivanesan. Thank you. Kaya Malami on oud with Vasilis Sarikis on daf, performing here at the BBC Radio Theatre. And the piece was An Alif, an Apex. Before that, also on stage, we heard Hari Sivanesan on the South Indian Veena, accompanied on Mridangam by Sarin Dave Indram, with Tana Malika, an improvisation using various ragam, the modal scales of Carnatic music. So I have with me on stage these two fine young musicians who were the World Roots Academy protégés of 2010 and 2011, Hari and Kayam. I suppose it's inevitable, since you're here on stage, that we would ask you to do something together. And I'm wondering if such a collaboration has ever been done before. Has anyone ever done anything with the Veena and the Oud together?
Not to my knowledge. It's quite mind-boggling sitting down with Kayam for the first time, because I just thought, where do I start? So, but the thing is, for me, I always start with this.
Ah, so, the Shruti box. Yeah. The drone.
Yeah, so yes. We had a natural, a common denominator.
Common ground, yeah.
And so, Kayam, have you ever played with the Veena before?
No, Veena and Oud, no. Sarod and Oud, sitar and Oud. But Veena and Oud, no.
So, yeah, South India and Middle East, not a very common combination.
Yeah.
Great. How exciting. Well, it's not going to be totally improvised. You've done a tiny bit of work on
it. We had an hour rehearsal, just me and Hari, a couple of days ago.
Yes.
And we had half an hour, the four of us, today. So.
Yes.
Should be all right.
Wow.
Okay. We're professionals.
And these are, they are two very different musical cultures, are they not? But on the other hand, you're both Londoners. You both have the kind of Londoner perspective. So is there common ground?
Does that mean we have to play some, like, garage or hip-hop?
Yeah.
So what is the Londoner perspective?
Yes. I'm just going to play some old and Harry's just going to break it down.
Just before we hear this wonderful piece, does it have a name, by the way?
Producer, Mr. Producer James, said he would like to name it, so maybe we should leave the pleasure
to him. Oh, I see.
Okay. Before we hear the nameless piece, do you have anything to say for our new mentee, who we're going to find out about very shortly? Speechless.
There's so much to
go
say.
Go home. Don't do it.
I think maybe I didn't understand the impact it would have on me before I started the journey. So I'd very much say be prepared. And be prepared only because then you'll make the most of all the opportunities that come your way.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So first of all, we're going to hear Hari Sivanesan, Kaya Malami, Vasilis Sarikis and Seran Devindram.
Oh,
I did that without a script. On stage with a brand new collaboration, hot off the press. South Indian music and Middle Eastern music. Thank you. Kaya Malami on Ud and Harry Sivanesan on Veena are two World Roots Academy mentees so far, with a groundbreaking and first ever collaboration of these two instruments, at least as far as we know. You're listening to World Roots here on Radio 3 at the BBC Radio Theatre, and I'm Lucy Duran. Well, we've reached the point where we're going to announce the 2012 World Roots Academy. And to make that announcement, we wanted someone who's used their considerable profile and influence to champion artists from diverse musical traditions from around the world. So I have great pleasure in welcoming on stage and to the World Roots Academy, Damon Albarn. So, Damon, I know that one of your latest things that you did was, don't open the envelope quite yet, I know that one of your latest things was an English folk opera, Dr.
Yeah.
D.
Yeah, I'm sort of restaging it at the E&O Coliseum.
And despite the fact that it's English, an English folk opera, I know there are lots of world music artists taking part in it.
Yeah, we've got Madhu Diabate.
On Tony, the Cora.
And Tony Allen.
On the drums.
Yeah, and Al Geir, he's from Iceland, so... If this term has to be sort of perpetuated, he's world music as well.
So, Damon, just take us back to your breakthrough. How did you start in music?
My mum's version of it was a mouth organ in my pram.
And your version of it?
I still play the mouth organ like a baby, so...
Okay, well, would you do us the honours and
absolutely my
open that envelope and yeah. tell us
okay. I have actually
what we
it,
have, yes, to expect?
Well, the 2012 World Roots Academy will focus on Vallenato accordion tradition of Colombia. The protégé can probably pronounce it a lot better than me. He's 19-year-old Colombian who was born and raised in the UK and is currently studying music in London. He's self-taught, he sings, he plays guitar, and of course, the accordion. the 2012 World Roots Academy protege is Jose Hernando.
Recordaré toda la vida.
José Hernando, this year's World Roots Academy protégé, and that was Alicia Adorada. That's one of the classics from the Colombian accordion tradition known as vallenato that José specializes in and adores. So, first of all, José, many congratulations.
Thank you.
And tell us, I mean, you were born in London, your parents are Colombian. What attracted you to vallenato music?
Well, my parents have been listening to this music since they were kids as well. So it's through the veins. I love playing it. It's my music.
How did you learn it, José? Did you have a teacher?
You know, just watching videos, listening to tapes, CDs. Yeah, that's how I learned pretty much. Mainly self-taught.
Well, that's fantastic. Isn't that amazing? Well done. And so, José, we're very thrilled that you have one of Colombia's best accordionists as your mentor. He's actually flown all the way from Bogota, especially to London, for this evening's event here at the BBC Radio Theatre. Back in 1985, he won the title of Vallenato King in Colombia's most prestigious music festival, which is the Festival of Vallenato. And he'll be taking José and the World Roots team to that festival later this year. Before we meet him, let's hear what he's got to say about his role in the World Roots Academy.
Desde los cinco años interpreto la música vallenata.
I've been playing vallenato since the age of five.
Y este mágico instrumento me ha llevado a
and this magic instrument has made me meet people and places imaginé. That I never could have imagined.
Por ejemplo, nunca
For example, I never imagined I was going to be sharing this stage with you right now.
Después de Dios,
After God,
de mi esposa,
my wife and my children... There comes my friend, the accordion. Although I believe that without the accordion, I'd probably have no wife, no home, I'd have nothing.
Ha recibido mi amigo José Hernando.
This is the legacy my friend José Hernando is receiving today. And I ask him never to doubt that his accordion and his talent are going to lead to great things. When I received the invitation to become José Hernando's mentor in the BBC Radio 3's World Roots Academy, I felt immensely happy because I'm fully aware of the historic importance of this moment. I accepted with pleasure, as I understand how meaningful it is for any artist to feel supported by someone more experienced. We should all admire that a British boy born to Colombian parents has chosen such a beautiful art to express himself. The challenge of being a guide and a teacher is a big one for me, and I'll treat it with the importance it deserves. But the biggest responsibility lies with José Hernando, who must strive to take the role of ambassador of this Colombian heritage and culture with dignity.
Y la cultura colombiana.
José, please, will you introduce your World Roots Academy mentor?
Of course. I'm very honored to announce my mentor, someone I have admired since I was a small boy. I've listened to his music so much, I can't believe he's my mentor. He's one of the best accordion players of Colombia and Latin America. His name is... Egidio Cuadrado, maestro. Thank you.
al Festival Vallenato.
This year's mentor, all the way from Colombia, the accordion maestro Egidio Cuadrado, here on stage at the BBC Radio Theatre for the first time with his mentee, all the way from West London, José Hernando. Welcome, Egidio. Welcome, Egidio, to World Roots Academy. Also on stage is our very own BBC producer, who is in fact an accordionist himself, and he is also from Colombia, so he's going to help with the translation. His name is Juan Carlos Jaramillo. Egidio, please tell us what vallenato is.
Bueno, el vallenato es el sentir, el cantar y la expresión de todo un pueblo.
Well, vallenato is folk music which expresses the feelings and the character of a people.
And what are the instruments of vallenato? Apart from the accordion.
Los instrumentos de vallenato son el acordeón, que es europeo.
Well, there are three instruments of vallenato. The accordion, which comes from Europe, the little drum or caja, which has African ancestry, and the wooden scraper, which takes the name from a bird, and which is made from by local indigenous people in Colombia.
I understand that the vallenato is one of Colombia's most popular styles of music, and that even your most famous celebrated writer adores vallenato. Is this true?
Claro que sí, fue uno de los.
Yes, indeed. Gabriel García Márquez, he not only is a big fan and he helped to create the first vallenato festival, but he himself says that his most famous novel, which is 100 Years of Solitude, is a 350-page long single vallenato song.
And that's the festival where you were crowned king. King of Vallenato back in 1985. But tell us what it's going to be like for us, for the World Roots team, together with José, to be going to this festival, this famous festival.
Cuéntanos, Egidio, ¿cómo es el Festival Vallenato?
Bueno, el Festival Vallenato es una... ¿Qué se ríe?
Good translation.
El Festival Vallenato es una recocha, es un carnaval donde se oyen acordeones por todas partes, en cada esquina. Usted va donde en un patio.
Well, the festival is a fantastic carnival party, as you can imagine from his reaction there. And people literally flock from everywhere, from Colombia and from abroad as well. And the idea is just that you gather together with some friends, make some fantastic food, maybe have one or two drinks as well, and have a great time. And it's a fantastic carnival.
So, Jose, why don't you tell us what you're hoping to get from your relationship with your mentor, Egidio Cuadrado?
Well, what I'm aiming is to improve my skills in my accordion and also in my vocals, and also get more closer to my roots. I have never been to Valledupar, and that's one of my dreams.
Your dream, and enjoy the carnival as well. Well, the carnival or the festival?
The festival.
So let's have one more piece from the musicians, from Egidio Cuadrado, together with José Hernando on accordion, with José's band. Please welcome Alfonso de Jesús on caja and vocals, David Morel on bass, and Jorge Cano on that instrument, which is called the huacharaca, the scraper. This is a merengue, vallenato style.
Queda el recuerdo de tu voz, como el ave que canta en la selva y no se ve. Con ese recuerdo vivo yo, con ese recuerdo moriré. Con ese recuerdo vivo yo, con ese recuerdo moriré. Ay, 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 me estoy muriendo. Ay, 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 tengo un dolor. Ay, 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 me estoy muriendo. Ay, 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 tengo un dolor. Como tú sabes que te quiero, por eso te vales de ocasión. Como tú sabes que te quiero, por eso te vales de ocasión.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gracias.
So the 2012 World Roots Academy is officially launched. José Hernando is our protégé, Egidio Cuadrado is his mentor, and the vallenato music of Northern Colombia is our focus. Many thanks to Damon Albarn for making the announcement, and to our previous mentees, Kaya Malami and Harry Sivanesan. Look out for all the World Roots Academy programs throughout 2012. But for now, good night from the BBC Radio Theatre in London.
World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by James Parkin.
World on Three is headed for Glasgow this week for the world's biggest winter music festival, Celtic Connections. Once again, we'll be setting up camp in the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall at the Late Night Sessions, the place for meeting up after hours and sharing tunes, songs and crack with festival artists and audiences alike. I'm Marianne Kennedy and I'll be taking up residency for 4 nights at the festival in the company of some stellar musicians, and I'll also be bringing you some world music highlights from the Celtic Connections concerts themselves. Music from the world over, hosted by the Celtic world. Please join us starting from Tuesday night at 11 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
Well, back to this Sunday evening. It's 11 o'clock now and time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello, David Bowie's Young Americans, and in the month that Pop's eternal golden boy turns 65, we hear how the young American pianist Robert Glasper has found inspiration from Bowie on his brand new Blue Note release later on the show. I'll also be previewing the Folkways Smithsonian Jazz box set in the company of Alan Shipton with some classic cuts featuring George Russell, Steve Coleman and Keith Jarrett. Plus, I'm joined by Kevin Legendre, who's unearthed another great gem from the archives. What treasure have you got for us today, Kevin?
David Murray's Ming, which is really a beautiful example of what happens in jazz when different traditions collide, and you get very, very exciting sounds like this.
Stay tuned for our concentration on David Murray's Ming album a little later. To get things rolling, let's keep with the birthday theme and turn to sax giant Tubby Hayes. Born this week in London on the 30th of January in 1935, this track showcases the tenor man's signature flowing approach with all the vitality and energy that made him such a favourite on the British jazz scene. From the proper box set, Little Giant, this is Opus Defunk. Thank you. Cheeky and youthful sound of the 20-year-old Tubby Hayes on tenor sax in 1955. Hayes was joined by Harry South on piano, Pete Blannin on the bass, and Bill Iden on the drums. That was Opus de Funk, which can be relished on a fine box set called The Little Giant, out now on the proper label. To another favourite British label, keeping the contemporary side of jazz recording in good shape, Babel celebrate their 100th release on March the 5th. The music and artistry sharing the honours will be the debut CD from pianist Bruno Heinen's Dialogues Trio. The concept behind this collection centres around the nursery rhyme Twinkle Twinkle and is expressed in 10 imaginatively manipulated variations, all of which act as a springboard for a very cohesive sounding trio. This is Waltz for Rossi.